This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Here we are then in the Shaun and Robot Laboratory. Welcome along to the Shaun and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast. It's a world full of nonsense, robots, and essentially it's a world that's created by the suggestions that you send to us. Today it's full of all of your inventions, and thank you to everybody that sent in inventions and suggestions for inventions.
A lot of weird stuff in here, Shaun.
Yeah, a great deal of weird stuff. That is the voice of Robot, who speaks truth. And there's loads of stuff coming up on the podcast. We're meeting a new robot for the very first time in Robot's Friend. It's a bit of a mystery guest. Someone's also suggested an invention to make George's jokes actually good. We'll believe that when we see it. Plus Katie, who won a jet last week in Game Show Week, she's hinted that she might even bring a special invention to the party as well.
Sean, our mystery guests are arriving.
Guests? Mystery guests? How many of them are there? Oh my days, look at them. Oh, look, here they all come, Robot.
Oh, wow, it's like an invention parade.
It is like an invention parade. You're right, Robot. Who on earth is this turning up first?
Hello, I am the Eliminator. Care for some lemon tea?
Oh, this looks like, this looks like Charlie's invention. It's the lemon and tea maker.
I make lemon tea.
It's like Alexa, but if you ask it to make any food, it magically appears, but it's just sort of squirting lemon tea.
Care for some tea.
Everywhere.
Piping hot lemon tea.
Maybe it's salty.
Delicious lemon tea for everyone.
Hey, you give me a cheeseburger.
Oh, wow, that actually works, Robot.
Oh, wow, that worked.
I mean, it's covered in lemon tea, but sure.
Still tasty and delicious, though.
So who's this? Oh, this looks like a sort of a slightly sleeker robot. So who are you?
Hello, I am the Katie Song Activator.
Ah, the Katie Song Activator.
Tell me what you like and I play a Katie song for you.
So you say what you like and it instantly plays a song by Katie. So, I don't know, Robot, what do you like? You can answer this one.
I like fun times.
Processing. Now playing. Bottom Trumpet Party.
Oh!
Have you ever been to the Bottom Trumpet Party?
The Bottom Trumpet Party. We love that.
I like this one.
Yeah, it's good. It's good, isn't it? Thank you. So that, whose invention was that? Oh, it's one of our top circuiters, Rainbow Unicorn. Thank you, Rainbow Unicorn. I also like that Rainbow Unicorn also says hi to Doggy Donut. I like how the circuiters are just saying hello to each other in the comments. Oh, this one, oh man. This one looks fantastic.
Hello.
So by the documentation that I've got in front of me here, this one is from Cheesy Cheeseburger 3000, and this is a portable Norman dispenser.
Hello.
So Norman is a robot super fan, and it's a little statue of Norman on wheels.
Hello.
Hello. And when you squeeze its head, oh, it makes a noise. It dispenses car tyres, and also give it a little squeeze. Oh, and it's printing out some wisdom. The wisdom says, "Be careful with these inventions, because one of these inventions could lead to the end of the Shaun and Robot podcast forever."
Hello.
Hey, portable Norman dispenser, why are you saying frightening stuff?
Yeah, that does seem weird, Robot, but it's only an invention. Like, you know, that really means anything. Speaking of frightening, up next, it's George's jokes. However, before we play the music, Gnome Beaver has an invention that might make George's jokes loads better.
I like to dip and daddle with my robot friend. He's smart as can be and emotion free, and he's computed his way to my heart. My robot friend. My robot friend.
Right, well, after the parade of strange robot inventions, we're stepping things up on the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast because we want to give this guy a warm welcome. Please give it up for George.
Hello, everybody. No, stop applauding. You don't have to. I don't hear any applause. I thought there'd be some applause.
Can you not see me? Maybe I'll clap wider. Can you see my wide hand clap?
As one of, like, you know, the savior of the podcast, I thought I might get a bit more of a positive reception. That's fine. Honestly, it doesn't matter. Let's just move on.
We'll work on it. So we've actually brought you over for a reason today, George.
To tell my jokes.
But yeah, to tell your joke.
To add the comedy to the Comedy Circuit podcast, right?
Absolutely. But also as well.
Because you think I'm one of the best things about the podcast, surely. That's why, right?
George, we love you, as do some of the listeners. But Gnome Beaver has been on. And you know what? Is there a better name than Gnome Beaver? I know we've got some great circuiters out there, but Gnome Beaver at the moment is that's just an excellent name. So Gnome Beaver has sent us an invention, and it's for you, George. A custom-made invention just for you. And it's to make George's jokes better. Okay, it was a little prony, a bit ashamed, as if they need improving. I mean, we'll let that slide. So essentially, Gnome Beaver sent us an iPad, and then so you hold this iPad, George, and I put on these headphones, and the invention will then make the jokes better. Should also point out that it comes with a free Norman dog. Norman is a robot's super fan, and it's a tiny Norman in a bun, and if you eat it, it gives you wisdom.
Hello.
Right, okay. Slight issue with this. Okay. It's suggesting that my jokes aren't very funny on their own, and I need something to make them funny. I'm not quite sure I agree with that.
It's making them even better. Let's pretend it's that. So I've got the headphones on, George.
Okay.
I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready to hear these jokes. You ready for this, robot?
Oh, great. So I have to hear them with my bare ears.
I'm ready for you probably not to laugh. You never do. But look, here we go. Here we go. What room is impossible to enter? A mushroom. You get it? Because it's a... you're laughing.
Mate, that was really funny. It works.
Hold on.
I like the little twist at the end. It was really funny.
You never laugh.
No, my jokes. Robot, pop these headphones on. You'll love it. We're going to call this the Gnome Beaver. Robot's got the Gnome Beavers on his head.
Well, Robot never laughs. He's just a talking toaster. He never laughs at my jokes. He doesn't want me on the podcast. I'll do another one. But no, don't boo, Robot, yeah? Okay, here goes. How do you pay for a parking spot in space? Via a parking meteor. Not a meter, but... Is that Robot laughing?
He loved that one.
That is the funniest stuff I've ever heard.
It's funny, isn't it, Robot? It is great.
What's going on?
I heard the joke, and it's...
I've not been booed.
Gnome Beavers, it sounds great.
Hold on a minute. Are you telling me that my jokes are only being laughed at because of this invention?
Yeah. Do you want to try it yourself? Hang on.
Hold on a minute. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Oh.
Because I've been working years on my comedy, and now you're telling me I can only make people laugh with...
He's smashing up the Gnome Beavers.
I don't believe this invention's all that. I think, actually, I'm going to tell you one more, and I think you're going to laugh at it.
Okay.
All right, here goes. What's yellow and looks like a pineapple? I tell you, a lemon with a new haircut.
See, look, nothing. Stony face.
With a... It's a fruit which...
George.
No, hold on.
This is
ridiculous.
It's time once again for the main event of the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast. Please put your hands together for Katie.
Hi. Oh, I love that I'm the main event. That feels very special. Thank you.
Indeed. Welcome to the Sean and Robot Laboratory, by the way.
Yeah, this is good. You've got some things in jars and lots of electricity bouncing up and down wires. Is that safe?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of safety and carbon footprint, we're kind of working on it. We're working on building a sustainable lab.
I mean, I can't really comment on carbon footprint. I've just got a jet.
I was going to say, recently. Look who's arrived in their brand new jet. How's that been?
It's great. It's quite hard to find parking, though.
Yeah, it is a bit of a nightmare. Mm. Robot did insist that in the Sean and Robot Laboratory, we did have space for aircraft for our, you know, extra special celebrity guests to arrive.
Yeah, that's a smart thing. I mean, I'm planting some forests. I'm doing some offsetting.
So. Just dropping seeds out of the out of the jet.
Yeah.
And also, Katie, I see you got your little bag there. Mm-hmm. Have you got a little invention to put in the Sean and Robot Laboratory?
I have. I've been working really hard on it for a while, actually. So I'm glad this is a good time to show it to you. So as you can see, there's this sort of large funnel device. Oh, and then there's this kind of bag that looks a bit like one of those odd bagpipe instruments. And then this little speaker pad.
Okay.
Do you want to guess what it does, or should I tell you?
I mean, it feels like it might be musical.
You're so right.
But, you know, that's just the speaker gave me the clues there, but I don't know. What do you reckon?
Well, it's actually, I can put two song titles into it, and then it helps me produce one song. So it's like
a song squasher.
It's exactly right. Oh, I was looking for a name for it. That's perfect. Great.
There we go. We got the song squasher. Well, we can add that to our Hall of Fame of inventions. So have you been squashing songs, Katie?
Yeah, I've tried a few combinations, but there's particularly one that worked really well. I think because they're in the same ballpark already. So I've squashed Yummy in My Tummy from Stuck at Home and Foodie in My Belly by Catfar.
I mean, this is it. Now there's like double chances to get your song titles in. Now we've got the song squasher in our lives. So all the more reason to be sending your song titles for next week's podcast.
Absolutely, yes.
But let's not get too ahead of ourselves because I'm looking forward to this one. So does the song come out of the song squasher?
It sort of helps me. It's like a plug-in. So it helps me achieve the song. So it's like 50-50, I would say.
We don't want to give all the credit to the song squasher. So, everyone in the Sean and Robot Laboratory, please put your hands together for Katie!
And so why? I want a foodie in my belly and a chicken thigh. Throw your hands up now as the flans will damage me. Baby, better feed me or I get hangry. Hot dog?
Yes, please.
You want a flapjack?
All of these.
You want a cake bake?
Cream cheese.
You want a peppercorn?
They make me sneeze.
I've been dropping stroganoff off days like these. Please feed me to the snack of mac and cheese. I want a burger worse than you can conceive. Cooking's just looking like a terrible squeeze. You want a sandwich?
Sure thing.
You want a boost bar or a penguin? You want a pork pie?
Is it vegan?
Think wafer. That's a sin. I'm a peanut butter nutter and it's just unfair that you have to give me apples or a moldy pear. I want sweet treats and it speaks of hurt to feed me fruit on a loop and expect it to work. Whisper, a whisper. I really want a whisper. I could do an arrow, but I really want a whisper. How confusing, because I'm losing the will to live. You're mocking chocolate pots that you forgot to give. I can only conclude you don't care a bunch. No, I'm not getting stroppy because it's probably lunch.
Well, that's it for Inventions Week. We've had some tremendous ones sent in. Thank you so much to everybody who made the effort to tell us about their inventions. There's a few we didn't get round to mention. Sorry if we can't get through everyone's. There are loads. There's loads of inventions filling this entire little laboratory that we've got here. But special mentions to this pen thing. This is cool pen thing from Mr. Pigman. And you can, like, write in the air. And look, I can just write anything in the air, like bells, motors, and the letters are floating in front of me, but then I can like rearrange them, so I can rearrange the letters of bells, motors to say robot smells.
I want to get mad, but that is pretty cool, actually.
It's a good invention, isn't it? It's a good invention. Doggy Donut has given us a food refill potion. I feel like this could probably be useful to the outside world, actually, Robot. And finally, a dinosaur on a jetpack called Bob that you can use to travel through time. And that is from Max. Thank you, Max. So anyway, thank you very much, guys.
Wait, hang on, Sean.
What?
Hold on a tick. We've got a time machine right here and we're just not going to use it. Are you dumb?
I mean, well, we're pretty much at the end of the podcast, Robot. But
obviously we use it.
You reckon we should use a time machine?
Loads of potential for comedy with a dinosaur jetpack time machine.
I mean, you're not wrong. All right, okay, hang on. I've got an idea, okay? Right, this is genius. What we want you to do, circuiters, step up. I want you to work out where in time we should travel in the reviews, or email us at robot@funkidslive.com. Tell us where we should go in this time machine and dinosaur jetpack thing that Max has given us, and we'll go there next week.
Yeah, we'll just wait here.
Yeah, we'll be here till next week. Tell us where you think we should travel in time, and we'll venture there next week. Make sure you subscribe, leave us 5 stars in the reviews if you've had a nice time, and we'll see you for our time-travelling episode next time, next week, next Friday, next whenever you listen to this podcast. See you later. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.